Hi everybody, my name is Yannick and this is Unibo Global Life Bites, the new podcast of the Alma Mater Studiorum University of Bologna. Some international friends will guide me and will help me getting my bearings throughout this journey. Studying abroad could be frightening, and this is a place to share feelings, discoveries and goals of Unibo international students. Hi, my name is Yannick and I'm 19 and I've always felt the need to travel, to explore the world, to learn about new cultures. And now that my high school years are over, it's time to do it. I'm very excited. Where to go? Well, I've always dreamt about Italy, this place where culture meets endless creativity and innovation. I think I know the right place for me, the University of Bologna, the oldest university of the Western world. But before I leave, I need more information. I want to talk to someone. I just wonder with whom I could talk to. Oh yeah, Zara. She's an international student I met at the open days of the University of Bologna. Maybe she has some tips for me. Hi Zara, it's me, Yannick. We met at Unibo's open days. Do you remember?
Hello, Yannick. Of course I remember. Nice to hear from you again. How's it going?
The pleasure is all mine, Zara. Well, I'm very excited.
How so? What's happening?
Well, I'm thinking about being an international student at the University of Bologna, just like you.
Wow, Yannick, that's amazing. I'm happy about that.
But I don't know, Zara. I think I'm a bit afraid of taking this huge step of arriving to Bologna and starting my new life at university. Maybe I'm just feeling the adrenaline rush, but do you have any tips?
No sweat, Yannick. Reaching out to me was the right call.
I thought it might be.
Well, first of all, don't worry. Feeling like this before taking such a huge step is completely normal. I had the same feeling when I left my country, but I'm in Bologna now and I really like it here. I remember being a little bit frustrated with bureaucracy, in particular with my visa application and residence permit, so you might expect some of that. I won't say it's easy, but I'm sure you will find a lot of people to help you.
It's nice to hear that I'm not the only one who feels that way. So, Zara, can you tell me about the steps to become an international student at Unibo?
The first thing you should do is check in the information on Unibo's International Students Portal. There you will find also the contact details of the International Desk.
International Desk?
Yeah, it is the office that will provide you with assistance and information about admissions and immigration procedures, scholarship, and any service of opportunity that our international students have available at the University of Bologna.
Oh, I didn't know it existed. Unibo must have a lot of international students for establishing such a service.
Yeah, we are a lot. And let me tell you, the International Desk and their know-how are precious to international students like us. Then there are Facebook student groups that you can join, that you will find information and get some help from students. But then again, official sources of information are always the best.
And what about each degree program? I would like to ask information about my course. Do you know someone that could help me?
Yes, of course. Every degree program has its own tutor. My tutor, for instance, was nice and helpful since the beginning of my experience here at Unibo. I asked questions about the documents I needed, life in Bologna, classes, and so on. Thanks to him, the process went really smoothly.
Yeah, the procedure gives me a bit of a headache. It sounds so hard. But thank you, Zara. While listening to your story, I grew more confident and now I know I can be one of the international students of Unibo.
Sure, you'll make it. Is there something else you want to ask? Maybe things to bring?
Yeah, I need to pack my suitcase, you're right. What should I bring? Of course, visa, passport.
Actually, it depends. You may need to translate into Italian some official documents like your transcript of records or some additional documents from your embassy. You may also need the income certificate of your family. Remember, Documents need to be translated by an official translator registered at the embassy. At least that was my case, but it very much depends on the country you're from.
Oh, okay, Zara. Thanks. I'll check all these things before I leave then. I was thinking I could pack some food from Finland, not to feel too homesick, you know. But now that I say it out loud, it sounds stupid.
It doesn't sound stupid at all. I took Azerbaijani tea with me. I even brought teacups and a tea maker, which are difficult to get here. Other than that, it's completely up to you.
I do not have Azerbaijani tea, but now I know that I can take with me some Karelian pie, which we call Karelan piirakka, and it won't sound too lame. But jokes aside, I'll make sure to prepare my documents and belongings carefully.
Yes, be careful, but don't worry. And please don't be shy. You can ask me or the international desk whenever you want.
Yeah, thanks, Zara. Plus, getting ready and the anticipation are part of the fun, too.
They definitely are.
Can I ask again, why did you choose Unibo? I'm just curious, and I think your point of view can help.
A lot of reasons, actually. Firstly, it's one of the top-ranking universities in the world with its great academic and international reputation. Then, in my case, a lot of people from Azerbaijan come here to study, and there's a great international community here at Unibo.
I see. Anything else?
Yeah, the culture, for sure. Imagine you're going to spend your time in this beautiful country for at least a few years. Italy is worth it all the way, wouldn't you agree?
I think so, yeah.
Bologna itself also represented a good reason for moving. This is the student city, so you'll be able to make friends in cafes and bar when you can have an aperitivo or eat gelato.
So what they say about Italy is true, and it seems that Bologna is located in the very right place.
Yes, Yannick, it is. And finally, food is a good enough reason for me to move. Bologna, as one nickname, is La Grassa, the fat. And this is a direct reference to how good the food is, not only in this city, but all over the Emilia-Romagna region. And sure, Bologna is conveniently located if you want to travel across Italy and the world. The city is one of the major hubs for international transport in Italy. It has an international airport, a huge central train station, and buses, and so on.
That's perfect for a globetrotter like me.
It definitely is. I feel I cannot stop listing the reasons why I chose the University of Bologna.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I feel calmer now and more confident, Zara. Thanks for the chat. I can't wait to see you there.
Me too. And please get in touch when you arrive. I will introduce you to the city and my friends. Let's enjoy Italy together.